discussing it, Tuch Nefesh, Hutu Dechuya, and the last thing we discuss is that according to the Ramah, we paskin that Pikuach Nefesh is the Shabbos of Dechuya. I saw that, I think in one of the Sfarim of the Nishmas Avraham, that he seems to that the Svaradim paskin of the Mechaber, that Shabbos is Vutra, that one should not, Mamish Lashon the Rambam, that one should not try to find a goy or a katan to do melachas and Shabbos because it might end up creating a hisrashlus later on, or create that the katan will grow up to think to be maker on Shabbos. So, however, again, I'm not familiar with the Mahalach Sfaradi Poskim, but Mas Ashkenazim, as we pointed out, we follow the Ramah's approach that Shabbos is Dechuya. The most immediate nafkamina is to be able to do malachas ayde shinoi, ayde agoy or cotton if will not cause any immediate hisrashlus. And then we pointed out that the Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Pinchas Epstein had a machloikas as to how far does one take within the nefesh l'kayim shneim. How much tircha does one have to extend even when one paskins duchuya, what's called Efshel Kaim Shneim. Pinchas Epstein was that it's kipshutai, Efshel Kaim Shneim, and irrespective of how much everyone has to extend. And Shlomo Zalman thought that we don't have gedorim, but to do something that was unusually different from one's usual anhaga, that's considered to be pushing Efshel Kaim Shneim. I want to review a tshuva by Rav Moshe, which is based on Rav Moshe's approach of Dechuya, how we understand how Dechuya impacts the halacha. Rav Moshe is in Chelek Dalet of Arachayim, Siv Nayintes, and these are instructions for how a Shomer Shabbos doctor should conduct himself on Shabbos. So, he writes that there's a significant distinction between a place which has numerous doctors and a place that only has one doctor. Only is one doctor, and he's a Shomer Mitzvah, a Shomer Shabbos. He has to be available to the community, and he said he has to be available to the general community in accordance with the approach of the host country, with a minhag hamedina, not meaning minhag hamedina, the American minhag. So he says, for example, if it stands to reason that let's say there's only one doctor in town, but he still takes off one day a week. He still on Sunday, doesn't have office hours on Sunday. Sunday, everybody has to go to the emergency room. Whatever he says is the normal practice. So then that doctor should make known that his Sunday is Shabbos. To follow the... and that's how we should... and that he is always available on Sunday like any other day. But Shabbos is his Sunday. He said that could be reasonable. However, he says when a doctor is in a situation where there are other doctors available, so then one should make himself less available on Shabbos. He shouldn't have a shingle outside his home. He shouldn't be listed in the telephone book as, as a doctor. So that, in order that, it will be harder to find this person on Shabbos. L'chein lo yisim of a Shabbos telephone. Now, then Rav Moshe has a caveat over here. He says that certainly one has to be available to one's own patients, because we have a principle in the Gemara that loy mikol odom zachir l'tzrape, that halacha does recognize that there is a certain chemistry between the doctor and patient, and not every doctor is the shliach for every patient, and not every patient will be attended to properly by every doctor. That's the Gemara. Exactly what is the Gemara pointing out? Is the Gemara pointing out that there's a certain psychological impact that my confidence in my doctor has, that his bedside manner has for me, and that psychological impact has to do with refuah, will impact the success of the, or whether the Gemara is referring to something that is cannot be explained to be derech hateva, doesn't matter. The Gemara says, "Lab mikol asim rapi inshi." that medicine is not a universal, medicine is also a shidduch. When the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mezaveg zivugin, doesn't only mean mezaveg, we think of it, it means the zivugin throughout, also the zivugin. Zivugin of employer-employee, zivugin of business ventures, maybe zivugin of very fit patient. So that's a mitzias, that lav mikol asim rapish, and that's what gives the liberty for a doctor to be available to his patients on Shabbos, because practically speaking, he's going to have the information for this patient. He's seen this patient over the course of a long time, so he will have the best intuitive understanding, the best recall. He'll be able to put into context most quickly this patient. And the Gemara says that either for that reason or for other reasons, he's the one who will have the greatest success with this patient. So a doctor has to be available to his own patients. However, does a doctor have to be available to the general public when things happen on Shabbos? So he says that's pshat in Eshel HaKayim Shneim, that a doctor should make himself less available and less noticeable, so that as long as there are other doctors available who can handle the situation with equal expertise, so then the doctor should try to design his presence so that nobody's going to suffer as a result of his not being as available, but that he'll be able to have a Shabbos without being interrupted. That's the first aura that Rav Moshe writes. And then the next aura that Rav Moshe writes is, how does one respond to, let's say, in another tshuva, because of Rav Moshe's approach of Duchuya, so Rav Moshe writes that if a doctor is on call in the hospital on Shabbos, and he knows he's going to have to go in on Shabbos, so Rav Moshe holds that the doctor has to stay in the hospital on Shabbos, that he can't go home. He says, what's the heter for him to go home? The Eshel HaKayim Shneim. He says, if when he goes home, there's going to be, I'm not sure how Rav Moshe evaluates a sofik, a 50-50, or let's say Al-Piroi, he will not get called in on Shabbos. That's it, he can go home. On the other hand, if Al-Piroi, he will get called in on Shabbos, he says, what's the heter for him to go home? So he'll go home, there'll be a pikuach nefesh, then he'll have to drive, or have to mechal Shabbos, the Rabbanim. So where would the heter to go home? To put himself in this situation. So therefore, Rav Moshe writes that when a doctor's on call, he has to stay in the hospital on Shabbos. There are many poskim who disagree with this nakuda. I think Rav Neuvert writes that the doctor's allowed to go Erev Shabbos, and I believe he's basing himself on Shlomo Zalman. And in Eretz Yisrael, the protocol for doctors in Shaare Tzedek was that they did go home Erev Shabbos, and even when they were on call in the hospital on Shabbos. That's even a clearer situation. The doctor knows that he's on call 10 o'clock Shabbos morning. So Rav Moshe would say, man, he's not there. Why is he leaving Friday afternoon? What's going on in his mind? He has to be here tomorrow. How's he going to get in? Can't walk. So Rav Moshe would say, he can't go home. And the protocol in Eretz Yisrael, and this was approved by Rav Waldenberg, Rabbi Yosef, and the Minchas Yitzchak, I believe. I remember Rabbi Abraham Steinberg once told me this. It's called a three gedolim. So I know it was in Minchas Yitzchak, and the Minchas Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef, and I don't remember if Rav Waldenberg or Shlomo Zalman was the third. But they all approved of this approach, that they would have a non-Jewish van picking up all the Shomer Shabbos doctors. Right? So in other words, they held that when you left the hospital in Shabbos Friday afternoon, see, even though you know you had to be in the next day, right? And coming in the next day was for Cholim Mesukonim, however, because you're going to come in the next day with a non-Jewish doctor, a non-Jewish driver, so it was mutter to go home on Shabbat Friday afternoon. Because they held that at least, I'm not sure what exactly, I can't speak in their behalf. It sounds like from Rav Neuver that their svara was that I make a decision by Asher Usham, that the fact that we're going to have to go in on Shabbos, so that doesn't say that I have to drive myself crazy Erev Shabbos. But along the lines of Usham Zalman, that either how far do we take to Chuya? How far do we take Efsh Lekayim Shneya? So again, I'm speculating. But along those lines, so he's saying, Erev Shabbos, and make an Erev Shabbos decision. I don't have to make an Erev Shabbos decision where I'm going to be Friday night based on the Chuya tomorrow. Right. Or it could be that the decision was based on a slightly different approach, and that is that when it comes to the Rabbanans, it could be that we say Hutra. Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva that even though that the Machlekes of the Chuya Hutra on Shabbos is on Deiraisa Dikadinim. But on the Rabbanan Dikadinim, so Shlomo Kluger says that everybody says, but the B'mokoyim Tzalei Gozer Rabbanan, B'mokoyim Pikoch Nevesh Lei Gozer Be'er Rabbanan. Right, that's the Machlekes. So that would be another Nekuda. According to Rav Moshe, that his approach to the Chuya would say, doctors should say that's what it sounds like. And I think Rabbi Foiskim disagree with Rav Moshe that one's allowed to take a non-Jewish go into the hospital with a non-Jewish driver. Right? What would be the din of a situation where it's Erev Shabbos and for some reason the no non-Jewish driver is available tonight? He somehow he knows this for some reason. And he's on call and LP Rav is going to get called in. And LP Roy, he's going to have to drive in. So I don't know if anybody would be allowed to go home on a Friday because of that. Right? But this particular situation, which comes up not infrequently, that the doctor is on call on Shabbos, means he has to drive in on Shabbos, he has to go in on Shabbos. So I think most poskim would allow the doctor to leave Erev Shabbos, be with his family, and then to have a goy take him in on Shabbos. So he's being mekel and amiral and nochri. He's knowing in advance that he will be mekel and amiral and nochri the next morning. And I think in that nekuda, Moshe would take issue. Yeah.
What about hushisof mishum tchila sode? If you don't let the doctors come back and make it inconvenient for them,
right,
they're going to try and get out of being.
So is the doctor allowed to come to go home afterward? In other words, take the two different scenarios, right? One scenario is where he's on call, and he was called in on Shabbos, all right? Now he took care of the chayla. So now it's Friday night, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. He doesn't know if there'll be another call. Can he go back to his family? Can he catch Shachris and Shul? Or let's say he was called in Shabbos morning, and it's a long Shabbos August afternoon, and he's taking care of his, you know, all the chayil in the hospital, he's in all the chayil of all of his friends in the hospital, he's everything. And he's sitting there doing nothing. So, can he come home? So the pasha should be, well, can he come home? He's not going to, what's the answer to come home? That's the pashtus. So, as a chanisa, they rise to the rabbon, he can walk home, but he can't go out of the tchum, and he can't take a cab, and he can't drive. However, the reason why the question is a valid question, because the Gemara in Erevin says that there are situations where Chazal, where the Mishnah says that we have certain kulas. For example, if a midwife went to deliver a baby, the Mishnah Erevin says that she's allowed to come home. So that's be chayzer. Gemara says that if a policeman went out to stave off a terrorist or something, then now they're outside of the tchum. So even though outside of the tchum, usually you're stuck with Dalet Amos. So they're allowed to go to the closest town, even though it's outside of the tchum, and stay in the closest town. So we see from the Mishnah that Chazal were misaki in certain halachas of itiru soifin otu tchilasa. Why were Chazal mekel? Why did they allow the midwife to be choizer? Gemara says if the midwife went out and on the way they said, no need, Mother gave birth, mother and baby are healthy, you're done. So did she say, did she stop in the middle? She said, oh, I'm done. They shouldn't have told me that. You wouldn't have told me anything. At least I could have gone the other time. Now that you told me that it's all done, I'm stuck right here. Can't move. Or do we say, no, mutter to go back. So Chazal say that if we will not allow this midwife some comfort to go back the next week, she's going to say, you know what? Last week, she did okay without me. Kichoy Yisena. Pasha's weekly, the same thing, right? Going to tell the policeman that he can't go to the nearest town, so he'll say, you know, last week there were five of us who responded to the call. So they could have done with four. Didn't need me. So Chazal were concerned that when a person who's in the position of being matzal nefesh is, that when he gets the call to be matzal nefesh, we don't want him to make a cheshbon to say, it's not a good situation. You know, because last time I had to sit for an entire afternoon doing nothing. Right? It don't want to be a cheshbon machlal. So therefore, Chazal said, in order that it shouldn't be a cheshbon, we matir halacha is soifin otu tchilasa. Right? So that's why the kasha is a good kasha. So over here also, l'chayra, we should apply the same thing. So it's a three-way machlokes amongst the Gedolei HaPoskim. There were three Pesach Frank that was once asked. There was a circuit doctor, in other words, there was a group of towns, of Moshavim, that did not have, but each, there was one doctor in one Moshav for several doctors. So the doctor said, when I come back from my call, he was driving to the call, when I come back from my call, I think he asked, can I turn the engine off or something? Did I keep it going? I have to be concerned that if I keep the engine going, I won't have gas in the next call. So see, Pesach says, mihitir l'cho to return. What are you talking about? You don't have no hetter to return. He went to a certain moshav. Later on, there was a tshuva by Rav Moshe for Hatzolah drivers. Right? And Rav Moshe wrote, the Hatzolah drivers are allowed to return to the headquarters, the base. Why? Because that's where they took call from. Right? So if you have a Hatzolah driver, and you have that Hatzolah truck, and it's sitting with the last call, and he's not near the base, no one can tell him that's a useless Hatzolah driver. Right? So if you hold it, you need Hatzolah, so then they have to be in a place where they can take call. So there used to be, this goes back, Yom Kadmonim, where they can only take call from the base. Obviously, as cell phones increased, so you didn't have to be at the headquarters to get the call, so the psak changed. But originally, when all calls came from the base, and you still have certain fire departments that work that way, so then it was mutter to come back, mishum bikuach nefesh, you can come back. So, but this doctor was asking him, Tzvi Pesach, he was saying that he's coming back from his call, so Tzvi Pesach, mihita l'cho to come back, I don't understand the shaila. So Tzvi Pesach says, he means there's a chasam sofer. The chasam sofer, that was a doctor and a circuit ride. He was riding a horse. Horse is an Issa Drabbanan. So Tzvi Pesach says, there's a chasam sofer that says that there was a doctor who was on a horse, and he was talking going out probably to take care of Cholim Einum Yehudim. And Chassam Sefer said he can ride back to his home. Why can he ride back to his home? Because the Gemara in Erevin. He threw his own to Cholosim. Because we're not going to allow the doctor to take his horse out to take care of the Cholim. So next, he's going to have to stay by the Chola. He's going to stay in the middle of the road till after Shabbos once he's finished his call. So then he's not going to go on the next Shabbos. So Chassam Sefer says we should apply the Svara of Chazal and be Mekel. So Tzvi Pesach says it's a Mechudish Dik Chassam Sefer. There are Bonne Dik Halachas, we don't employ Svaras. There are Bonne Dik Halachas, we have specific Tziurim. Chazal said a midwife goes out and come back. Chazal said Chayal goes out can go to the closest town. But to say that because of that, a doctor who goes out, he can have a decent Shabbos in the place where he was. So he won't be with his family. Nope. Yeah, that's part of Pikuch Nefesh, part of the mitzvah of being a doctor. You have to undergo certain difficulties. So Tzvi Pesach says, Ma'iti Rulucha, very, very specific coolness. You can't stop being marchiv that. But But then the chassam, the Meshiva says, "Bad kvar harizokin." We don't go up against the chassam sofer. You don't take on chassam sofer. Not as cool, not as chumras. Chassam sofer is one of the amudim of psak after the close of Shulchan Aruch and after the Nesek Kalim, the Shachs and Tazes. So then you have the neighbor in the chassam sofer. So that the Reb Chaim never went against the svara of chassam sofer. That he always, if chassam sofer said a certain svara. So he wouldn't go against it. Chassam Sofer is one of the, what do you call it, icon status in Halach. Chassam Sofer says, so very, very rarely, when a lot of Gilei Achronim jump up against the Chassam Sofer, so then we'll be makel against the Chassam Sofer. But he's icon status. So Pesach said, look, Kvar HaRizakim. Chassam Sofer said, it's muta, but the Chassam Sofer says, muta on the din de Rabbanon, not on the din de Raisa. Chazal, whenever we go through all the sugyas, in Erevin, they were Mekel and Tchumen and Tchum de Rabbanon. They were Mekel and Eitzah. They weren't Mekel and Din de Raisa. So that was what Tzvi Pesach said, that you can't be Mekel and Raisa, you can be Mekel and Rabbanon, Shem Yisrash. And then, so that was the Mahalach of Rav Binyan of the Poskim. That if a person, if a doctor gets called out, or anybody gets called out from a Pikuach Nefesh situation, so then we want them to head out. So Mimela, we want them not to take into account that they had such a difficult time staying where they were after they went out. So therefore, we were matter them to come back, but only with the Yisrael Rabbanon, only with non-Jewish drivers. Sometimes it gets a little bit complicated if a person is covering several hospitals, and if the response time of the non-Jewish cab in the area is not good enough, so when things get difficult. Now, Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva, and where he had a major tshuva lahakel. Rav Moshe holds that the svara of Shem Yisrash Los and Lovoi is Mekulin Dei Raisis as well, because Rav Moshe holds the svara is a svara. Now, once you have a svara, Rav Moshe's mahalach is once Chazal recognized the svara that Shema Yisrasha could cause a person to make a bad decision vis-a-vis Pikuach Nefesh. So let's make them their rices. Remember, Mehecha Teis is only the Rabbanans. We're talking about Pikuach Nefesh. There's a doctor sitting at home. He gets a call. So now he has to figure out whether he's going to go in. The guy's a heart attack. So Ramesha says, what were Chazal telling us? They're telling us that if a doctor gets a call and we're afraid that being stuck in the hospital for the entire Shabbos is going to cloud his judgment. He's going to say, you know, the residents are very well trained, let them take care of it. If it was a Tuesday, he would go in there because he's much more experienced, he would let a resident take care of it. Right? But he says, it doesn't sound so bad, he says, send me the EKGs. Right? But if it was a Tuesday, he'd go in. So Rav Moshe writes, that's what the Chazal is saying. Not even Machadish Adin the Rabbanon. Like if Tzvi Pesach said, no, they're telling you this is a Cheshbon Pikuch Nefesh. A Cheshbon Pikuch Nefesh means even Matar Dei Raisis. So Rav Moshe had a blitz of a Mahalach that a doctor could even drive home himself after he took care of a Chayla Mesukah. So this is one of the very unusual tshuvas of Rav Waldenberg. Rav Waldenberg in, I think it's a very, very memorable tshuva. I think it's in Simen Ches. No, Shalom Zalman. That's what I remember. Mincha Shalom. Shalom Zalman, Shalom Chela, Gal, Simen Ches. So he wrote a tshuva, and he asked Rishus from Rav Moshe before he printed the tshuva. I don't know if there's another one like it, because Shalom Zalman went chutz mi gidroi in the argument against Rav Moshe. He says, he argued ad absurdum. He said, does that mean that any crazy idea that a doctor has, we're going to end up, we make him a Mati Yisurim for him, in order for him, the doctor says, he's going to be Misrashal if he can't have, he says, like Bosu B'chol or something, yeah? So we make some, all these different Siurim. He says, how far do we go? We don't allow a doctor, we have confidence that a doctor is not going to make bad decisions. He's going to make good decisions. So to be Mekel and Adin Dei Raisa, so Shlomo Zalman, the Harif, Mamash Chutz Migidrei. It's very, very. You'll find this. These lashonos. And that's why he asked permission for Moshe. Moshe obviously said as well. That's what that's how we are supposed to learn halacha. So Shlomo Zalman says Eichat Teis is going to be Mekel in Isurei Deiraisa. So that's the machlokes of Poiskim. Rabbi Binyan from Poiskim will say like the Chasam Sofer, like Shri Pesach pointed out. If T Pesach himself says if not for the Chasam Sofer's Tshuva, he wouldn't be Mekel Machlal, which is Masha Kosev Mishnah. Right. Rav Moshe and the other says it's a svara. The svara is a svara deiraisa, and the Rav Inshul Poiskim say that it is that we can be mekel on allowing a doctor to come home al yidei goy. So therefore, he won't make a bad decision when he gets the call. He'll make the decision like kilu was a Tuesday, kilu was a Wednesday. There is a very very important caveat that has to be put into place, which Rabbi Blech points out, is that let's say the doctor is not making a judgment call. In other words, he's a resident, and the rule is you get a call, you go in. You get a call, and you figure out whether they need you or not. You're a cardiology resident. The ER doctor says it's a cardiology case. I'll be chukei beisacholim. You have to go in. If you don't go in, then Monday morning, the head of the program calls you in the rug and says, what's going on in your mind? Why didn't you come in? But let's say you have a deal, you're a doctor who's on call, and the on call rules are the ER calls you, you go in. The ER calls you. If the rules are the ER calls and you make cheshbonos, you figure out do they need you. So then the deal would apply, and the doctor should go in, and he comes back with a go. But if the rules of the deal, the contract they have with the hospital is ER calls, the attendant goes in. Right? My practice has a contract with the hospital. And my practice says that on this day, whenever whenever I'm called in for a consult, I got to go in, I got to be there in 20 minutes. So then, my Pleich points out that no one would say that it's mutter for the doctor to come back. He's not making a judgment call. He's going in because he has to go in. Next Shabbos, he gets a call. Doesn't matter how long he had to stay in the hospital. He's going in because that's the contract. He's mechazel to go in. So, Rabbi Blech points out that in applying the kula of Chasam Sofer, let's say, in applying the kula, it only applies when the doctor was making a judgment call. So we're afraid that the miserable experience of being in the hospital over Shabbos, that will cloud his judgment. But if the doctor is not making a judgment call, so then there's no heter of hitiru soifen otot chilos. I think it's a double pashut. I am surprised, though, recently I saw that a recent tef from Eretz Yisrael came out where they did not make this distinction. It's Tzorachin Gadol. I don't know if it was. It sounded to me that it was the author was very responsibly it didn't sound to me like he missed it. Something he was actually addressing this issue and said, Afal Pi came. So Tzarachian, to turn it back to the Shulchan Malachim, but L'chaira, until we get further clarity, this should be the approach.
If only, for those groups can say, if only Matthew and Ishidera Banon, so he can't call, can he call it? He can't call
it
that either.
Can't. So phone's a Dera Banon?
Phone's a Dera Banon.
Yeah, yeah, it's hard to find a device in a phone.
So he could pick up the phone and call a car service.
It's all the rabbanans, yeah. Good. So that's the now. There is another iteration of this then, and that is what happens if a doctor gets stuck in the hospital on Friday. So, l'chaira, we should apply the same rules. In other words, if he got stuck on Friday because he was leaving 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Shabbos is at the 6, 7. He's leaving 4 o'clock. That's the deal. That's his contract, understanding the new team came in. A chayla comes in at 4 o'clock and he sees he can take care of this better than the next team. So then, but he's going to end up being there till 12 o'clock at night. So the chayla, then we should apply the same svar. Because we want him to take care of this chayla. We don't want him to think, you know what? I'm going to be involved. I'm going to be stuck here for all of Shabbos now. Right? And have a team coming in and a partner and they can take care of it. Or let's say a chayla comes in at 3:45, right? So we don't want the doctor to say, "No, Nothing happens the next 15 minutes. So then the next shift takes care of it, right? Here this guy is coding. So we don't want the doctor to say, 15 minutes, you know. We want the doctor to say, get to it. If he's your patient, you're taking him. So therefore, in that case, the chord also makes sense to say that, and the same thing even earlier in Shabbos. In other words, the doctor could be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The doctor knows, I order these 5 tests now. I'm not leaving for another 3 or 4 hours to get the test back. So maybe it doesn't. Maybe we shouldn't require these tests. You know, there's a judgment call. So, you know, maybe we should wait till the next event. Whatever it is. So it stands to reason that if a doctor is making a decision on Friday, which is going to keep him there after, so he's going to keep him there over Shabbos, that we should apply the same rule of itiru sovn otot chilosan and allow him to come back with a non-Jewish cab after. And many years ago, I heard a shir from Rav Schechter where he said this is not correct. He's quoted Rav Chaim Eger that said that a itiru sovn otot chilosan is a very specific din. That itiru when one began the event with Chazal being matir, so then Chazal were matir at the end as well. So applying that principle when it came on Shabbos, and I exercised the heter to take a pikuach nevesh derech Shabbos to go in on Shabbos. So then Chazal extended that heter for the way back as well. I don't think most folks have quoted in such a restrictive fashion, but. When we're sitting at Shechter's desk, so it's very important to take that sheet into account when one is thinking these things through. Okay, so that answers the return issue. Go ahead.
Just financial cost.
Financial cost.
Meaning, if you were to take the hedger to come back,
yeah,
or to go. So how much that costs you to
go
out your day, or to do it yourself, or to just figure out the ways.
Right, so that's a very good question. The pashas would be that it should not be an issue. In other words, even though it will be very expensive for me, right, that's the pashas. However, Rabbi Blech does point out that the svar is still a svar. Because if the doctor is going to make a bad judgment because of the cost of coming back. So, again, I think that if CPS would certainly say it's very limited, he would probably not be making on that. I think Rabbi Blech does point out that in that kind of situation, the doctor has to know himself. And if it's clouding his judgment, then we have to... Rabbi Blech even has a svara of where we would tell the doctor that he's able to come back. Already, in that case, now, if he asks you the shaila before he goes to the hospital, you tell him, not a problem. You can drive back yourself, shouldn't cost you, right? But then you should send a note to an agent, to the hospital saying, Lachar Maisa, that he's not butchered for to come back. So I don't know if he actually says that, but he says, I think there's a certain lush entertains a possibility. But the point is that Lach makes that point, I believe, many years ago, that the svara has to, the driving part of the kula is that we want the doctor to make an unclouded decision right now.
Would that include time also? I mean, would it be better to take public transportation if it costs you more time than to take a cab, which is something that is directly for you?
I mean, coming back on the way back.
Or going there.
So, lechor or not. The question is the following. Let's say a doctor says, I know myself, and it's not going to cloud my judgment going forward. Right? I'm going to make the same decision. Now, to me, it doesn't matter. And I have to stay in the hospital. So, I don't know. I'm very concerned about that. Chazal said it clouds a person's decision, making process. And therefore, Chazal will make him. So I'm very nervous at a person saying that for me it'll be okay to have this aggravation. Chazal sometimes maybe knew us better. I'm not saying there's a Dover Pasha, but I'm very concerned about that. Now, there is another important caveat which Post can point, and that, let's say, there was no decision, there was no judgment going in. L'mashal, Reuven's child has to go to the hospital. So Reuven's going in. He's not figuring out, well, I'm going to get stuck in the hospital. Should we go in? Shouldn't we go in? He's going in. Right? Reuven's wife is going in. So in that case, it stands to reason. Let's say Reuven takes a family member to the hospital. And then the family member gets admitted. Now, is Reuven stuck in the hospital? Pashas, he's stuck in the hospital. Because, Pashas, I'm not saying I'm not 100% sure of this. Because in 3 or 4 weeks from now, if a child doesn't go to the hospital, he's not going to make a cheshbon. I'll be stuck in the hospital the entire night. Let's not go in. It's his child. He's going to go in. It's his wife. He's going to go in. So it stands to reason that if I didn't make, there's no judgment call involved, it's my child, that I would not be allowed to go back, even if they go afterward. But I say it stands to reason. I think Rabbi Blech makes this point. Because sometimes people do make, it does cloud their decision-making process, even when it comes to people close to themselves. So I'm not sure.
I was going to ask, the situation before about the money and taking the method which minimizes Chil Shabbos, couldn't you bring the sheet that we mentioned last time, I think it was Rav Shlomo, the machlokes about whether or not you need to be the batir on like...
Shlomo Zalman?
Yeah. Could you bring that in?
How far do you go? Have to go in terms of Eshel Kaim Shneim. Could be. Go ahead.
Was Rebbe talking before about a family member who is a doctor, or just a family member who scores their?
Non-doctor family member. Right. It wouldn't matter, but I don't think it would matter. But point of the family member.
So if someone's released from.
Yeah, that's a really very current question. It used to be until 10 years ago, so hospitals always gave courtesy for Shomer Shabbos people to be able to stay till after Shabbos. Nowadays, the decisions are driven by insurance companies. They don't have that kind of courtesy. So, I think it very much depends on the situation. If a person is what's the being released, being discharged from the hospital, and it's an hour or two before Shabbos is over, so then it makes sense. You know, they try to be docheh as much as possible, so then it would make sense that they should hang out in the hospital for an hour or two. If a person is being discharged earlier in the day, so then you have several cheshbonim to take into account. One cheshbon is that for most cholim who are admitted and discharged, they're not in the position to sit in the hospital for hours and hours and hours. Most people, once they've been admitted, are that ill that even when they're discharged, they need to lie down and relax. And if they have to sit in a waiting room or sit in some kind of corner in the hospital, so that will delay the recoup. The next cheshbon is, which is becoming increasingly increasing concern because it's being documented more and more, is that the infections that are running around a hospital are of a concern. It used to be till 15, 20 years ago, people did not take that into account, that the waiting room has infections running in the waiting room, and then the hospital floors have different bacteria there, and one stood a reasonable chance of contracting something in the hospital itself. Until 15, 20 years ago, and we assumed it was there, but it wasn't such a significant probability. But there are more and more studies coming out that the hospital is one of the worst places for even sick people, because sick persons, their immunities are down and their chances of catching things are increased. So my impression is that now, as the studies come out, it has to be evaluated. But I think the present thinking right now is to get a chol out of the hospital as soon as possible. Because especially if they're shvach and their immunities are reduced. So, again, if they're not discharging the patient, I wouldn't go as far as to say that we have enough information to say that there's a sakana, and they're to get, and we want to discharge them early and take them home. I don't think that the information is out there presently. However, I wouldn't be surprised if more studies would come out and we make that decision. But right now, I would say if they're discharging the patient, so they're not going to, the patient's not going to be on the wards. It's going to have to find some place to hang out over the course of Shabbos. So the first cheshbon and second cheshbon, I think, would all argue in favor of having a non, getting a non-Jew to drive home. But I have to tell you that all the rabbanim are very, very skeptical, and all the balabatim of this, because it just wasn't, it was never practiced. It was never thought of that. It was never done. It's a recent change in the way the hospitals function that we even consider this. Comes out when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov, or 2 days Yom Tov. So a child has a mother, as a baby. Bechlal, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, it's not a, if the mother couldn't get out Erev Shabbos, couldn't get out Erev Yom Tov, they were in for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Hospitals accommodated. It wasn't, now the hospitals are not at all, it's not even cheshbon, they're going to accommodate because of Shabbos. You're out. You don't have a bed over here anymore. So then, I always try, in those situations, to point out if they can at least wait till Yom Tov, to drive in Yom Tov is not as chum as driving in Shabbos. To drive on a second day Yom Tov, no, then you already have a shus to shus. If a non-Jew driving in second day Yom Tov, could even be that a non-Jew driving in Yom Tov could be Shavuos to Shavuos. So then there's always pays to push off till Yom Tov or and Meidach. If they're going to get discharged and today's Yom Tov or Shabbos, so if you can pull it up early, it's better.
Just because of the first cheshbon, then they're not like totally healthy.
Yeah.
And they can become sick again. Well, even if you don't want to say that, but since they're not totally healthy, shouldn't that make them a holy shingle?
Correct, yeah, I would agree.
It's mutter to have the guy drive then anyways, even
if right. Well, again, we're assuming that the answer is yes. I think it's correct to assume that having to hang out, that a cholish ain basakana who has to hang out in the hospital, that will compromise their progress. But same line of reasoning, though, if I can wait 2 hours, so maybe waiting 2 hours won't be a problem. That's the judgment call.
Two things. One is that the post can want to be more mechon nowadays because of germs contraction. That applies also when a lot of hospitals have Shabbos rooms and.
I don't know.
Like they have like a lot, of, many hospitals. They have the room with all the kosher food stocked up in the fridge, and they usually have a room or two with beds, etc. It's not in the waiting room and in the lobby, so to speak. So if those.
I don't know. I have to do the research. I don't know.
Also,
I would assume it's less of a problem. They don't seem to have a. We're not aware of people who are coming cholim, coming down with all sorts of diseases. So, are you right?
Secondly, is with maybe I'm under one impression, but by at least by a Yoledes, I think even with the insurance, a lot of times they let you stay till the end of the legal day. So even if it's a Shabbos, you can lechor wait till midnight to postpone your.
I don't know. But if that's correct, then it's correct. Yeah.
Could we use the svara that the hospital is a dangerous place to be and someone might get sick to let even a resident who doesn't choose whether he goes to the hospital or not go home because leaving him in a dangerous place?
I don't think that the research is that clear. And l'chara, we're not making that decision on hold. In other words, the residents have had to do some research. He has to. He doesn't run home and do it offline. You know, he has to look up records. He doesn't run out of the hospital and look up the records over the computer. He does everything in the hospital. So I think that if that would be the practice that would govern a person's conduct all week long, then there's what to talk about. The doctor has the. He eats lunch in the cafeteria in the hospital. He doesn't run out. So. We would not apply that on Shabbos until we get a listener situation where we're applying it with very with precision during the week also. On the other hand, for a person who's being discharged, So they're shvach. So then it might make more sense for them to be concerned about this. Right? Because there's research out there which raises the concern. It comes to play in non-Shabbos decisions. Sometimes when there is a decision that's being made when to discharge a patient, so part of this decision-making process is not keeping him in the hospital. It could even be lucrative for the hospital. It could be better for them to keep him an extra day. But one of the factors is that we don't want to keep people in the hospital longer than necessary. So lechara, that could be a factor. Certainly by chayla shein basakonim, which I think is correct. Good. So now the coming back to this tshuva Rav Moshe, the two other points that he makes in the tshuva, we don't have to do both. One is our approach to cholim she'enam yehudim. So we know that the Gemara says that pikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos. That's a special din. Pikuach nefesh, special din of b'chai behem. So l'chora, one should not be allowed to machal Shabbos day raisa if a person doesn't have the heter of b'chai behem. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to point out rather severely in the Siman Shin Lamed, where the Mishnah Berurah and Siv Kod Ches takes great exception to doctors who do all sorts of Yisuri day raisa when there's no heter of b'chai behem. So Rav Moshe in this tshuva says he doesn't understand. He says Pella al goyin Chavetz Chaim. He doesn't understand the Chavetz Chaim at all. He understands that the Gemara says that Mishum Eva were only allowed to do Yisuri Drabbanan. But he says that when we take care of an Eid Yehudi and Shabbos, that's not because of Eva. That's because of Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh that if we if a Shomer Mitzvah's doctor does not extend medical help because of the din of Shabbos, then that will create a pogrom in its various different forms. Rav Moshe writes that because of this reason, one absolutely has to be responsive. A doctor has to be equally responsive to an Eid and a Yehudi and Shabbos. Yes, that's why if there is an accident near the doctor, he has to be responsive, has to go take care of things. And that's why, at any point, he has to be equally responsive. And Rav Moshe writes that even if we're not talking about a pogrom the way it was in Europe, but it will certainly lead, since anybody who knows what's going on, it will certainly lead to Jews not getting appropriate care in hospitals at any time. So Rav Moshe writes, it's true that Abaye says in Avodah Zarah, they'll understand, we'll tell them, it's our religious law. Our religious law is we're only allowed to do, to violate Shabbos when there's a v'chai bam. So Rav Moshe says, no one's going to understand that. No one's going to accept that. It's simply not correct. And it will lead to terrible sakana, and therefore he writes that clearly he doesn't understand what the Chavetz Chaim was talking about. He says the Chavetz Chaim knew in his door if a Jew would not take care of any Yehudi. Now you horgan oisay b'tan osam shegar visa. He says he doesn't understand. Rav Moshe knew Europe not so much longer after the Chavetz Chaim. He says it's true that in the later forms of the Mishnah Berurah, they put a note at the bottom that said that was only referring to India, and that was only referring to the old style of Azari, not referring to ours. He says, he doesn't understand the whole thing. It didn't apply. What the Chavetz Chaim was saying was not correct in the Chavetz Chaim's time either. And then Rav Moshe writes that the Chassam Sofer says very clearly that there's a chilek between Eva and Chashash Nechonos HaFashos. Over here we're talking about Chashash Sakhanat HaFashos, and we have to imater every Melocha Dei Raisa. And then he writes that there was a Hatzara, a proclamation from the Divrei Chaim sign that Minigar Roifim, Shemekilim, that they have to be Mechal Shabbos, even in Yisuri Dei Raisa, and applying that across the board and not limiting it to Jews where there's a heter v'chayben. So Rav Moshe writes, who needed a takana for this? What do you mean? There's a takana arba rotzeis. What was Chaim Sanzer saying? It's a takana de rabbanon, recent takana. There's no takana. This is ikir adin. So Rav Moshe says, no. What Chaim Sanzer was saying is that if a Jew says, "I'm going to be okay," won't impact anything over here. I'm going to make my own ashara. So that's what Chaim Sanzer was saying. This is the kolam of the recent Rabbanim, that no Jewish doctor should take it upon himself to make a cheshvin that he will not take care of, he will not be mechal Shabbos and it's going to be okay. And he can't do that. That's terrible. Because, and Rav Moshe writes, that if that was true in Chaim Sanzer's time, it is certainly true nowadays where information gets transmitted very, very quickly and very broadly. So he said, that's what Chaim Sanzer meant. That no person should take upon himself to say, "I'm not giving Mechal Shabbos for this in a Yehudi," because it will not lead. We work with the assumption that it will lead to Sakonis Fush, and therefore our approach is that we apply the heter of Pikuach Nefesh, being Deche Shabbos, we apply that across the board in a what's the word? The word, we apply something across all groups and all across all peoples. Okay, good. So we'll pick up next week, Mr. Shah. I tried to find you the other day. I finished the sugi the other day, but you left it. I apologize.
All right.
Okay, so we'll talk later on. Okay.